This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. When work intrudes into your planned rest, we will need to trust God to meet needs beyond our resources. Notice how this is illustrated in Mark 6:31 through 56. Jesus and his disciples tried to retreat to a solitary place and get some rest, but the crowds followed them. After teaching them, Jesus trusted his Father to supply sufficient food to feed the crowd. He had the disciples' help, even though they were weary and reluctant. A shot of adrenaline can provide a spurt of energy for special times like this, but we must not be foolish and presume that we can just keep on going. There is a breaking point for all of us. After the crowd was miraculously fed, Jesus immediately made his disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him, while he dismissed the crowd. It says this in Mark 6:45. This was his backup coping strategy for when work intruded into the need for rest. His disciples would be alone out on the Sea of Galilee. In that tranquil setting, they would be refreshed. To make sure the crowds wouldn't follow them again, Jesus saw to it that they all went home. He probably stayed there until the last person left. He knew the disciples couldn't handle any more people pressures. Isn't it great to see how he cared for them and met their need? Note how after he had met the needs of everyone else, he went up on the mountainside to pray, probably for the people on their way home, for his disciples in the boat, and then for his own renewal. Yes, sometimes we really have to work to get the rest that we need. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.